Good morning. Yesterday we saw the sources for having a double covering on one's head. In fact, we went through three different Gemaras and saw that we could indeed extrapolate from those Gemaras that at the time of Chazal, at least the Talmidei Chachamim or the Tznuim, those who were modest, would have a double covering on the head. The most basic covering, I guess, would be somewhat similar to our kippahs, probably more, a little bit more significant than that. And in addition, they would put on a sudar, a shawl, or a mitznefet. Those are more beautified, more decorated head coverings on top of it, so they'd have a double layering. And in fact, today our question is, how about for the other clothing? For example, having an outer coat, having a coat on, a jacket on for davening, is there a source for that? So there's a Gemara in Shabbos we saw a few days ago, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, that says, Rav Kahana, Ki'ika Shalma, when there was a time of tranquility and peace in the world, at least for Klal Yisrael, he would adorn himself in how he dressed for davening, and it says he was makbid about three different things, lavish, umitkase, umisatef. He would get dressed, levush, clothing, umitkase, he would cover himself literally, umisatef, ituf, his moral, the body and the head in particular, and then he would daven umatzle, and he said, why did I do all of this? Amar hikon likras elokecha Yisrael, it's a pasuk in Amos, that we should prepare our clothing specially for our davening to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in particular the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Kaf HaKayim focuses on these three variables that Rav Kahana was strict about. He says, what is lavish umitkase umisatef? So he says, lavish, putting on clothing, hainu, sha'ar malbushav, that is talking about his normal clothing, the rest of his clothing, he would put on his clothing properly, umitkase. In addition, he would put on a beged elyon, kigon glima v'chadome, he would put on an outer garment, like a long shawl or something like that, more appropriate outer garment, more decorative, beautiful outer garment for davening. And the third of the variables, umisatef, which is ituf, he would put on a talis, he would put a talis, lichori, put it on his head. So we see here a source not only having ituf, as we talked about yesterday, but also mikase is putting on an outer garment, an outer jacket, in particular for davening. We have a similar concept based on a Mishnah Brachas Lamed Amud Beis that says Ein Omdim Lispalel Ela Mitoch Kovid Rosh, that we only get up to daven with some seriousness, with a serious air about us, Kovid Rosh. And there's in that Gemara there, they try to learn it out from a certain pasuk, but in the end of the day, we learn something else out from the pasuk. The pasuk is brought Hishtachavu LaHashem B'Hadras Kodesh, that we should daven to Hashem, we should bow to Hashem B'Hadras Kodesh. First, the Gemara wants to say that it's teaching a seriousness, it's hadras kodesh, it's harada, that is fear. But then the Gemara comes and tells us, in fact, the simple understanding of the word hadras kodesh is hadar, hidur, decorative, beautiful, and that it's coming to teach us that we should wear clothing that is important, that is respectable, is dignified when we are davening, just like Rav Yehuda, that would beautify himself with very significant, important clothing in order for him to daven. So there we have it. The first Gemara is more specific about having an outer garment. The second Gemara is more general about having beautiful garments. And in the Mirtz Hashem tomorrow, we will pull together what we've seen over the past couple days about having a double layer and special head covering, especially for the Talmidei Chachamim and the Tznuim, those who are modest, and today's learnings about having an outer garment, to see how do the more recent poskim, achronim, paskin on these points. Have a wonderful day.